talking with Indians relief pitcher Andrew Miller as he joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And Andrew, a quick look back to last year. I know everybody's focused on this year, but I've been talking to some of the guys during the week this week about what their reaction was on the trading deadline day when they heard the deal had been made that you were coming to Cleveland. I'd like to ask you, what was your reaction the other way when you found out you were coming to the Indians?
I think some surprise. I first of all, was a little bit surprised I was traded, and then a little bit surprised it was here. I hadn't heard that possibility mentioned, but that seems to be the way it goes. And it turned out to be a great thing. I got really lucky. I ended up in a great spot, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm always interested to hear what an outsider's perspective was of the Indians before they came here. When you were a member of the Yankees, what did you think of this Indians team, and did it kind of equate to what your thought process was?
Yeah, I think for me as a pitcher, I think about their lineup, and they were always a team that I thought of that, you know, really worked counts and knew the strike zone and made it tough on pitchers. And, you know, I could certainly appreciate that, and, you know, that was, now I was on their side, it was going to help us. It was an important thing to have. And then the starting pitching got a lot of recognition, and rightfully so, last year. So I knew I was coming to a good team, and, you know, fortunately, you know, like I said, I was welcomed with open arms and ended up in a great spot.
We talk about this bullpen, yourself, Cody Allen, Brian Shaw, Boone Logan now joins this year. Just talk about the depth of this bullpen and what it can mean to the starting staff.
I think, you know, depth to me is a key word. I think we have a lot of, you know, great talented guys that are out there that can make a difference, and hopefully we can give Tito a lot of flexibility.
Talk a little bit about 2017. How long did it take to decompress in the offseason to turn your attention to 2017? Was it a pretty quick turnaround, or did it take a while?
I think it's pretty easy to refocus on this year. I think obviously we were excited about the run we had last year. It didn't quite finish the way we wanted it to, and I think hopefully it just kind of lit a little extra fire in everybody and started looking forward to this year and get a chance to go out there and find a way to win that one more game.
Do you sense a little frustration? Do you sense there's a little unfinished business with this team, or do you wipe the slate clean and start all over?
Yeah, I don't know that I would call it frustration, but certainly unfinished business. I think we got a taste of where we wanted to go, and we just didn't quite get there. And we saw, you know, the team we were playing get to celebrate the way we want to. So, you know, the goal is to get back there and to find a way to do it ourselves this year.
Again, we're talking with Andrew Miller as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, Andrew, you talked about the fact that, you know, you were excited on the trading deadline when you came here to Cleveland. And, of course, the big offseason acquisition, Edwin Encarnacion. Just what does he add to this ball club? What does he add to the clubhouse?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, certainly going to help us in the lineup. He's going to score runs. He's going to hit homers. He's going to drive guys in. But, you know, I think there's a chance that he brings even more to the table. You know, Napoli last year served a big role just in the clubhouse, let alone what he did on the field. And I think, you know, Edwin can fill the same role. And his experience, we have a lot of young hitters that if he can bring, you know, some new tricks, some new techniques to the plate for them, that, you know, hopefully they get even better and learn from him.
Andrew, the way that Mickey Callaway, Tito Francona utilized the bullpen in the postseason, kind of revolutionary per se. Now, obviously, you can't do that over 162 games, but how do you see the bullpen being utilized? There seems to be so many interchangeable parts.
Yeah, I think, you know, hopefully that we're using a pretty traditional way in the start of the year, and, you know, we get ourselves into that position we were in last year, and we can ride the hot hands, and we can use guys in different ways. But like you said, over the course of the season, that's tough. I think, you know, the important thing is we do have a lot of depth. We have a lot of guys that there's, you know, young guys that have great stuff that are going to be 1 year better. We have, you know, veteran guys that are, you know, fine-tuning what they're doing, and they're going to be even better than they've been in the past. So I like our chances, whoever's out there.
One final question for you. I know you guys are so locked in, you're so focused, but, man, when that music's blaring and you're coming in out of the bullpen and the fans are just going crazy, are you cognizant of that? Are you aware of the fact that this place is going crazy, the whole Miller time thing?
You know, when they were allowed in the playoffs, it was a special experience. I think we all enjoyed it, and it was a lot of fun. It gave you a little extra adrenaline, which at that point of the year, I think we all, you know, could afford to use it. So I think the crowds were incredible, and hopefully we see some carryover for this year.
Andrew, appreciate you spending some time. Congratulations on last year. Good luck this season.
Thank you.